Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios this morning from the Southeastern Association of Local Governments, I have got Lenisa Jimenez. Good morning, Lenisa. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am so good. You know, it is that time of year. I am loving the fact that summer's kind of like holding on a little bit longer than normal. So I'm loving the fact that it's still a little bit warmer outside. However, I did have to kick my heater on last week. Just for a couple of hours. So, Lenisa, we need to talk about the heat program because that is something that so many people in our community, when it comes time to kick on that heater, that brings way more stress and way more problems than the typical person. And they're thinking, we might not be able to heat the house this year. That's where the heat program comes in.
Yes, you're right. The heat program is something we want the community to know about. It's an awesome program that families could apply to help relieve some of their heating costs.
So now, when we talk about the heat program, normally this has been something that is just during the winter months that you guys are able to offer assistance to local residents that think, all right, well, you know, I just simply can't afford to heat the house right now. But this is something that this year you're kind of transitioning and you're trying out to help individuals with their heating as well as their cooling. And there's benefits for both. And it's not going to be something that's permanent that will, you know, once you get it, you've got it forever. But it's definitely something that if they need help in the winter, why would they not need help in the summer as well?
Correct. Yes. This year we're now running all year round and families could apply once in the winter for a heating benefit. And now this season they're going to be offering a cooling benefit. So to apply for the heating benefit, families could apply from November 1st to the end of March. And for the cooling benefit, they could apply from April to the end of September.
That is fantastic. So, Lenisa, coming up, actually, you're going to be starting with the Outreach Month, where you're targeting a specific demographic. And then after that, it's kind of open to the general public. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, the month of October is the month of outreach, and we target our elderly and disabled clients, and then the general public could apply at beginning November 1st.
So to apply for the HEAT program, it's actually really simple. There's a couple of different ways you can go about it. You can do it online, which is super convenient for so many people. But if you do not have internet access, maybe you don't have a way to get on the website, you can always do it by mail as well.
Correct. And we also are offering phone appointments this year just because of COVID-19. We're trying to keep everybody safe. So phone appointments are available this year. And to get any information on how to apply or more ways to apply, you could call 435-613-0100.
Well, make sure to get involved and figure out if you've got, so since October is Outreach Month, if you've got elderly neighbors, if you've got family members, if you have people in your community that you know would benefit from the HEAT program, make sure to help them out. Get all the information that they may need. And you can always call 613-0100. So any elderly, disabled individuals in the community that can benefit from the HEAT program, October is the entire month. The whole month is dedicated to getting these individuals registered for the HEAT program. And then after that, starting on November 1st, the general public is open to registering for this and getting all the information that you need. And you can always give them a call, 613-0100. Well, Lenisa, is there anything else that we missed? Is there anything you wanted to mention?
I think that covers everything. One more thing is that the HEAT program is actually income-based. So for families to qualify, they would have to be at or below the 150% poverty guidelines. And just thanks for having me help get the word spread out to the community.
Oh, absolutely. Again, that is Lenisa from the Southeastern Association of Local Governments talking about the HEAT program. And if you would like to register for the HEAT program, apply, get all the information that you need, or maybe help out an elderly or a disabled resident, maybe a neighbor, a friend, a family member, you can always give them a call, 613-0100. And of course, October, this whole entire month, is their outreach program for elderly and disabled individuals. And then after that, starting on November 1st, open to the general public. This has been another Castle Country Focus, and you can listen to this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.